Hello, everyone. My name is Zeynep.
And my name's John.
And we're here with the Hillside Ventures podcast. Today, we're going to tell you about what this podcast is really going to include, an overview of what Hillside Ventures is, what we've been doing, and what we want to do. But first, we'll introduce ourselves briefly. So, like I said, my name is Zeynep. I'm a junior, but technically a senior because I'm graduating next semester. And get ready for this one. I'm a political science and German major, which I'll bring this up periodically when talking about my experiences, because my majors, being the unconventional ones that they are, definitely shape how I function within Hillside. And I'm originally from Turkey, and I grew up learning a lot about international relations, which is what led me to PoliSci to begin with. And through my degree, I found out that I have a huge passion for sustainability, which is, long story short, how I ended up here in the sustainability vertical. And aside from that, I'm huge on fitness. I like lifting weights, playing pickup basketball once in a while, and music. I'm a huge music fan, been huge on EDM recently. And aside from all of that, I also work at the UConn Center for Career Readiness and Life Skills, formerly known as the Career Center, just as an intern.
Alrighty, and like I said before, my name's John. So I'm a freshman here at UConn, and I'm currently at the midpoint of my second semester of college, and honestly, so far, it's been going great. I'm a finance major, and I'm currently in the process of declaring a minor, so I'm kind of mostly thinking about either like computer science or analytics and information management or AIM or accounting. I'm originally from Connecticut, and growing up with my family working in kind of various financial settings, whether it was in New York, which is pretty close to home, that's what really drove me towards pursuing my degree in finance. And in my time here at UConn so far, I've been kind of able to narrow down my area of interest. And I've really found a passion in learning about just financial technologies and how they're leveraging artificial intelligence currently to improve and kind of streamline like whatever practices they're aiming to solve. And then that's kind of what led me to find Hillside Ventures and specifically the financial innovation vertical, which is what I'm a part of. And then academics aside, I really enjoy traveling and pretty much anything that keeps me active. I get to go on runs, or back home I used to row. So that's kind of what I like to get into on the side. And then on campus, I work in the accounting office and serve as a course assistant at the Connecticut Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation. And recently, I just started UConn's first fintech club that's set to be fully up and running in just a few weeks.
Okay, awesome. So now that you kind of know us, I want to shift to talk about what the purpose of this podcast really is. Obviously, it serves as a way to share what Hillside is and what we do to both our peers and people who aren't directly involved in the space. But also, at its very core, I would say that it serves to open up the world of venture capital to anyone. You know, like make it less foreign, less intimidating. We're going to do a lot of work to really break down the basics, share real stories both from ourselves and from founders or like anyone else who's been involved in our process, and really do our best to highlight the voices that aren't always heard within this space as well. And I think that whether you're new to VC, you're in the fund, or you just randomly found this podcast, we're here to share our knowledge and learn with you. Our perspectives are unique because we're a student-led fund, and I really do think that it gives us an edge and a really special point of view. But I'll let John talk a little bit more about our actual process and investment thesis that are fund specific.
So if you aren't already familiar, Hillside Ventures is a student-run venture capital fund here at UConn. And we aim to kind of bring together a diverse array of students from all ages, backgrounds, majors, kind of all into one space. That way we're able to connect with founders and engage in more like forward-thinking and collaborative and strategic, really, investment breakdowns and procedures. So I would say what really sets us apart from VC firms found at other schools is that Hillside is kind of one of a handful of VC firms nationwide where we invest real capital. So in doing that, it allows for an environment that's able to thrive on a more experiential learning basis rather than one where growth is limited by like a textbook or a syllabus. So in looking closer at Hillside, we actually have four different branches of Hillside Ventures. So that being the STEM Fund, the Genesis Fund, Hillside Real Estate, and Hillside Private Capital. So Zeynep and I are both in the Genesis Fund, which in itself has four distinct verticals. And those are sports and wellness, sustainability, human development, and financial innovation. Looking closer at the portfolio, since the podcast last aired, we're happy to share that we've had lots of progression in the fund. with new companies such as EarthGrid from the sustainability vertical and Calorify from the sports and wellness vertical that's now also a part of Hillside's portfolio. And kind of just to reflect back on our verticals and the diverse array of analysts that range from the different backgrounds and majors that we just covered, it's kind of honestly revolutionary how we're able to come together and really learn from one another in evaluating and supporting startups across these different industries. And in my opinion, it really is that diversity element within the fund that acts as one of the main drivers in our ability to just critically think across verticals. Because, I don't know, for example, you look at the team that might dissect a sustainability infrastructure company like EarthGrid, and that same team might also be able to analyze a wellness tech platform like Calorify. And when you put an engineering major, let's say, next to a business student or a poli-sci major like Zainab is next to me, the conversations really only get sharper and the investments just get smarter. And that's how we're able to end up with a portfolio that reflects not just a strong business potential, but a broad interdisciplinary lens that truly mirrors the real world.
Yeah. And I mean, like going off of that, what you just said also plays a huge role in my experience as a new analyst, because I also think that's important to talk about is the fact that both of us are new. So like I said, this is my first semester. And like I mentioned a little bit before, I found interest in sustainability, which is my vertical, through my poli-sci degree. But obviously, you know, I won't disregard the fact that it does seem a little unconventional for someone with my background to be involved in a venture capital fund. But I think for me, what it was is that it has a lot to do with the fact that I wanted to branch out. You know, I felt limited in what I could do within the classroom and found myself looking for more hands-on experiences, which is exactly what Hillside is. It's an experiential learning experience. It's very hands-on. And when a friend of mine who was already in the fund told me I should apply, I just kind of went for it. I didn't think it over too much, and full transparency, I didn't really even know what venture capital was until the day I sent my application in. And once I actually got in, it was pretty surreal for me, because all of a sudden I found myself in a space where I really did feel like I didn't belong, which I'm sure a lot of you can relate to regardless of your background. But most of that dissipated, for me at least, once I actually started and learned our deal flow process and started doing my own sourcing and hopping onto other people's deals. Again, like full transparency, I've had to do a lot of learning on my own because I don't have a business-related background. But I think the fact that I'm passionate about sustainability is like what tends to make that difference for me. Since starting, I've led a few of my own founder calls, and I've been on a deal team for a deal that went to the board at a memo stage and almost passed through, and I've presented to the board separately another time as well. And right now, I'm working on some exciting stuff that I can't give too many details on, but overall, I would say that I've been learning so, so much and broadening my professional horizons just because of that random one-off decision I made to join the fund like 6 months ago. So I really hope that my unconventional approach to getting into VC and making moves within the fund is, you know, like maybe relatively inspirational to anyone listening that might be in a similar situation to myself.
I had a very similar experience to Zainab, I'd say, coming into the fund. And as a new analyst and with it being my first year here at UConn, I knew right away that I wanted something more than the traditional limits that incoming students face. And kind of these preset boundaries that I found myself facing when I got here really limited my ability to begin exploring my areas of interest, which is something I came into college looking to do. So the second I heard about Hillside, I knew it was something that I wanted to be a part of. Starting as an analyst this semester and hitting the ground running was definitely nothing shy of intense, and I'm sure Zainab can completely agree to that. Yet, I honestly loved it. That fast-paced kind of environment where everyone around you is kind of working hard but towards the same shared goal of like this collective fun growth just honestly became intoxicating and only pushed me to really just want to learn more. A lot of my learning also came from those around me, whether I was researching topics being brought to class or asking questions surrounding an industry that I was once unfamiliar of. You kind of begin to absorb information subconsciously as you grow your educational perspective over both your vertical, which is, again, mine being financial innovation, and the venture capital realm as a whole. And I'd have to say that that's the beauty of an environment being driven by experiential learning.
So with all of that being said, thank you for listening to our first episode. We're really, really excited to kick this off and start sharing more about VC from our perspective as students, and to really utilize this platform to spread how we're making change as students. Since we come from such different backgrounds, poli-sci and German on my end and finance on John's, we're hoping to bring some fresh takes to the table and bring you guys some new things to think about. And we've got some awesome episodes coming up, so definitely follow along if you're interested, and we'll catch you next time.